It's time for another edition of
Is It Fascism?
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Dateline, Issaquah, Washington. A school bus driver fired for allegedly flipping off President Bush during a Seattle visit last June is now appealing her firing. School officials say the woman set a bad example for the children when she flipped off the president as his motorcade passed her stopped bus. Now, this sounds routine, but given the highly charged atmosphere, we are compelled to ask,
is it fascism
or not?
Or not?
Now, in the limo with the president at the time was Congressman Dave Reichert, who says the president turned to him.
He turned to me and he said, a bus driver just flipped me off.
Congressman Reichert did inform the school superintendent, but it turns out the driver had already been fired after bragging about the flip-off to colleagues. Now, since then, we've been forwarded video of George Bush as governor of Texas sitting in front of a camera for a sound check and very visibly flipping off the cameraman.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are we rolling tape on that?
Just a one-finger victory salute.
The implication being that the president has a sense of humor, which may include an appreciation of the simple fun inherent in a well-timed extension of the middle finger. And so we ask, does the firing of the bus driver signal the beginning of fascism?
Is it fascism?
All right. Is it fascism? No. The district would have fired the driver no matter who she'd flipped off. So in America, you are still free to flip off the president.
Just a one-finger victory salute.
Just do it on your own time and don't let the kids see you. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.